Subject: I love my wife. I am in love with a family member. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 43-year-old man, and I love being a father and husband to my loving wife. I've been married for 10 years, and everything has been great so far. But I have to get this one thing off my chest because it's eating me up inside. I had an affair on my wife with her twin brother.
Run that back one more time.
You're not ready. You ready for it?
That whole line, run it back.
Okay. Oh. I have to get this one thing off my chest because it's eating me up inside. I had an affair on my wife with her twin brother.
It wasn't on your wife.
After he told me he loved me, he asked me to leave my wife, his sister, for him. And of course, I told him no. I would never do that. He also said I have to tell my wife about the affair or he will do it for me. I know that I was wrong for doing this to my wife, but she was also having sex with my father just 3 years into our marriage. I need to run that one by you again too, don't I? I know that I was wrong for doing this to my wife, but she was also having sex with my father just 3 years into our marriage. And at the time, I decided to stay because she got pregnant with our oldest son and didn't know who the father was. After she got a DNA test done on the baby, we found out the baby is my father's son. Raised her son as my own son. So what should I do with my crazy situation? Please help me. I don't know what to do. Guess what? We don't know what to do either. And people think, Ed, that we make these letters up. I mean, really, who can make this kind of stuff up?
This is one of those when you want to feel better about your crazy
about
family.
Your life.
Right. Here you go.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, 10 years into the marriage, you decide to have an affair with your wife's twin brother. He's threatened to tell your wife, who, come to find out, has had an affair and gotten pregnant by your father. I mean, you're right. This is a very crazy situation. We don't know how to help you. I mean, honestly, we don't. I don't think we're equipped to handle this. I would suggest some intense therapy for everyone. The father, the wife, the brother, the twin brother, and the son. I'm serious about that. I would suggest some sort of therapy. Ed?
You know, I just got a tweet. A young lady said, not even Ed Gordon can help him with this.
Yes.
She is absolutely right about this. I can't help you with this because this is the highest height of dysfunction.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And this family tree, Tommy, is the roots are crossed, it's withering, it's dying. But here's the line in this letter that tells me all we need to know.
Come on, Ed.
With all of the craziness in this letter, the author of the letter says, when the brother says, we need to tell your wife that we're having an affair, he says, well, of course I told him no, as if that's the worst thing in this letter.
Right.
This entire family is off the chain. Now, Tommy, Tommy, you know when they get together, it's got to be crazy.
Okay. Can I have it?
Go.
Yeah, you can have it. You can have it.
2 minutes.
What'd you say?
Okay, I can't help you with your situation.
Nobody.
But I got to be at the family reunion.
Okay, let's get to
it. Okay, I can't help you at all with the situation. But I got to be at the family reunion because there are some members of the family that you all have created that are not in any other family.
What you mean?
But first of all, we're going to work on this T-shirt, this family reunion T-shirt.
Okay.
That's what we got to work on.
Okay. Because
when we put this tree together, it's some new things happening up in here.
What?
All right, because I don't know. First of all, we're going to have Granddaddy at the top of the tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Granddaddy also in the middle of the tree.
Why?
Because Granddaddy is Daddy, too. He's a Granddaddy Daddy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You understand? It's a Granddaddy Daddy. Now, your son ain't really your son, that's your brother, so we got a brother son in there. And a lot of people don't have a brother son. That's a brother son.
Okay.
Now you got also when you finna leave this wife, cause the brother finna tell it.
Uh-huh.
So you might well go and marry him. So that's finna be a brother in law husband. You understand?
What? Okay.
But he might well go and hook up with her. Now your wife might as well go on and marry your daddy.
Uh-oh.
So that's your step mama sister in law now. That ain't even, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some combinations in here that we ain't never had put together. Mm-hmm. But please do this for me. When you print this tree on this shirt, turn that tree upside down.
Okay.
Because all y'all going to hell. The only person that I would like not to know nothing about this is the boy, who is your brother slash son, brother son.
Yeah.
And I think you just take just keep repeat after me. He ain't heavy. He my brother.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.